In Washington, a mega bill has cleared the Senate and is heading to the House for a vote. And Stephen Portnoy's watching all of these developments at Capitol Hill. Stephen, how has this bill changed since it was first voted on by the House?
It's changed substantially. New provisions having to do with Medicaid, business taxes, too much to get into on the radio, and too much, some Republicans fear, for them to read before they're asked to vote on this. Let's see how that plays into today's vote. The House reconvenes in less than half an hour, and leaders expect or hope that they'll be able to see this through today, get it onto the president's desk by tonight. One of the biggest complications is the weather. A major storm system's been moving up the East Coast. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Some members of Congress from both parties have been hitting the road, getting in their cars to drive to Washington, D.C. because their flights have been canceled. So we'll see. Does the Speaker have the votes? He seems to be indicating by the schedule that he feels confident. But you have two Republicans who, in the House Rules Committee at 1 o'clock this morning, voted against advancing the measure. Ralph Norman of South Carolina, Chip Roy of Texas. There is very little room for error. You remember, just before Memorial Day, this massive package passed the House by a single vote. Yesterday in the Senate, after changes that were made, it passed with the vice president casting the tie-breaking vote in favor. What does it do? Well, it makes the Trump-era 2017 tax cuts permanent. It makes business tax cuts permanent. That's a change that they made in the Senate. It makes major cuts to the Medicaid program. The concern is that it'll impact rural hospitals, but leaders insist that Medicaid recipients won't have to worry as long as they're able-bodied. Those who are able to work, they say, will have work requirements. It includes a $5 trillion increase in the debt ceiling, and that's why Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul voted against it, and it's why a number of fiscal hawks, the Freedom Caucus types in the House, are inclined to vote against it, too. Now, there's no opportunity for changes to be made procedurally to this bill now that it's in the House again. If it fails, well, then it's back to square one. So look for President Trump to apply a lot of pressure on the holdouts. It's reported that he's expected to actually meet with some of them today. That'll be interesting to watch. And I'll tell you this, you know, sausage making is hard to follow. Sometimes promises are made behind closed doors that are not fully disclosed to the public. Other times it's more explicit. Yesterday, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted for this measure despite her expressed misgivings. Why? Well, there's provisions in it to benefit Alaskans. Specifically, Rand Paul of Kentucky says that Senator Murkowski is essentially putting her constituents before the rest of the country. She's not apologizing.
Interesting to hear. Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live this morning.